Let us begin in silence as we bring our hearts and center them before the throne of God. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, we lift our hearts before you in the name of Jesus, our Christ, who sits at your right hand, who intercedes on our behalf, who died for our sins, and who you raised from the dead as proof that he was and is the Christ. And Father, as we come to you today, we bring first the need for repentance for our own sins, for sins of commission and sins of omission, for the things that were said that should not have been, for the things that were not said that should have been, for the things done that should not have been, and for the things undone or left undone that should have been. Father, forgive us, and by your grace and through your love, give us strength to forgive others in love and mercy as you have forgiven us. For that is the commandment, that we love one another even as we have been loved. And Father, we continue to bring the needs of our hearts and lives before you. We've spoken them aloud. But we also bring our joys before you and say thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Father, that you are at work in us, through us, and around us. And Father, as we bring the needs personally before you and the celebrations personally before you, we bring the corporate needs of our church, our community, other churches, our nation, the world around us. Father, we need not turn the news on but just for a few minutes to know that there are horrible things out there that are going on, being done, perpetrated. And Father, it is just so disheartening. But let us also remember that for every bad report that makes the broadcast, there are many good that do not. Father, we thank you for true grace and true mercy. We thank you for opportunities to share it. And we do continue to pray for the leaders of our churches, our communities, our nation, and around the world, that Christ would be in their heart, that they would find themselves serving as you would call them to serve. We pray for those who endanger their lives, give of their time, efforts, and energies, gifts, and talents. Father, we pray that they would know your blessings and that they would know your power and your provision and their serving. Father, we pray for those who are in nursing homes, hospitals, shut-ins in their own homes. We pray for those who will travel, traveling mercies, those who are recovering. Father, we pray for the hurts unseen, the pains that are dealt with in silence. And Father, we pray all of this in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. And now with the confidence of children, let us pray as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.